Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
There was a time when gray hair was a sign of wisdom. I actually worked with a young 20-something guy who dyed his hair gray so our boss would take him seriously. But the majority of young guys will do almost anything to get rid of the gray and stop baldness. And one of those guys is Brian Johnson, who lives in Provo.
So genetically, I should be bald.
Full head of hair. And keeping it is his side hustle.
Every day I wear this red light therapy cap. It has 312 laser diodes.
Second,
you've probably heard of it, of topicals like Rogaine and Minoxidil 5%.
He adds a witch's brew of anti-baldness remedies and applies it to the scalp. What else?
We do microneedling.
Microneedling. Poking your head with little itty-bitty needles.
We think it's efficacious. We think it's also a good thing.
So what's with the we? We think it's efficacious. Well, Brian Johnson has a team of researchers helping him fight the aging process. He's been the guinea pig for blood plasma transfusions from his son. That didn't work. Intermittent fasting, supplements, caloric restriction. Add in that red light and the microneedling. It's like having a second job. When he's not tilting with father time, Brian Johnson runs a tech company and has the one thing, other than genetics, that could give you a boost in the battle against getting old. He has gobs of money. He once owned Venmo, for goodness sakes, and Brian Johnson looks a little younger than his 46 years, so maybe he's onto something. Many scientists are skeptical, but one thing's for sure. Time will eventually take its toll, less on some, more on others, but your genetics and your stress levels seem to have the greatest impact. Other than that, a few hundred million doesn't hurt.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.